Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's December 2nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 25th and 26, 2003.
Nazarene, I have been hearing new information from people on the internet which suggests that Earth is still being visited by extraterrestrials, despite what we know about the galactic community's blockade to protect this planet. Have there been any problems with unauthorized visitors?
Why, no, Alora, not that I know of. Of course, this is Demetrius' expertise. I am not too up on these things, other than the reports that I read from the committee. No, we have no information of any violations of the blockade. Of course, some extraterrestrials are allowed through once in a while, as long as they follow the rules and do not interfere with us and do not really interfere with man. So I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea who these people could be. I'm not too up on this, but I am sure that there has been no violation of the blockade. The rules are quite clear. People can come and pick up what they need. They can even take a few natives once in a while if it's absolutely necessary and they really need them and treat them well, but they cannot interfere in our work in any way or interfere with mankind. And so far, every race out there has been cooperating with us fully. There's a couple that want to get involved, but the galactic community have kept them out of things, and we are very grateful for that. But no, I am totally unaware of any problems whatsoever. But I will have Demetrius check into these things when we have time, and if this is a people that do not belong here, that are violating the trust that we have given visitors, then he will deal with them quite quickly.
Thanks, Nazarene. For some reason, I had a feeling a lot of it was made up just to make money.
Unfortunately, Alora, those that make things up just to make money are far more popular than those who are telling the truth, and I wish we could do something about that. It is really, really bugging us.
We'll be back after the break.
I would like to take this opportunity to salute Med Center One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
Nazarene, we have been forced to shut down most of our contact with the afterlife to try and restore some of the energy to the afterlife in our area, even postponing channeling any new songs by John Lennon. Is this helping?
It is helping, Alora, but it is crippling our work. Without you and Demetrius, there are many, many things we simply cannot do. You cannot perform your night missions without the power that we are sending you, and that is crippling our efforts. It is making it nearly impossible for us to fight against the darkness and do the things that we have to do. But temporarily, we have no choice. Since we shut down a great deal of the power coming to you, the periods of darkness in the afterlife have ceased. So it is definitely helping, but we must find a solution for this problem, a permanent solution. And the only solution is gathering people to work with you, getting you a congregation, and generating power for you and Demetrius that will not fade, that will not wear out, that will be constant, like I had with my disciples. And we are desperate for this, but we simply do not know how, because no one believes in us anymore, and no one respects us anymore. And we simply don't know what to do, Alora. We're trying very hard, but it is very, very difficult for us to get through this problem, because we give people proof that you are real over and over and over again, and they reject it. They would rather follow mankind. And it is really, really hurting us and really making things difficult. We simply don't know what to do anymore to please them.
The last part of your answer is shocking, Nazarene. At least we're doing something right.
You're doing everything right, Alora. Unfortunately, nobody else is. Why aren't they? They want salvation, but they don't want to do anything for it.
We'll be back again.